From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 103, Rob Parker.
Welcome into Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker here. You there. We have a great show. We are talking playoffs wall to wall. We'll get into that. We'll preview the two big game fives. Also, we'll have Foul Affair, that and so much more coming up for you. Let's go.
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
Say it isn't so. The Tampa Bay Rays are alive. Somehow, some way, with a guy named Diego Castillo, who started for them. They win game four, and they move on for a game five that'll be played in Houston with the winner taking all. The Rays look dead in the water after the first two games in Houston, and instead they come home to Tropicana Field, and they force a fifth and deciding game nobody would have imagined, especially when you thought of the Astros and their vaunted pitching rotation of Verlander, Cole, and Greinke. But there it is. So now there is a game five, and the Rays have a chance to shock the world, to face the New York Yankees in the ALCS if they're able to win game number five.
Number two.
The Atlanta Braves and St. Louis Cardinals play game five in Atlanta. Atlanta had a chance to close it out, trying to win two games in St. Louis. Cardinals come back, of course, tie the series at two games apiece, and now it's the young Atlanta Braves trying to knock off the historic St. Louis Cardinals in a game five winner takes all. This will be exciting. This is just me. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Braves to win this series and to move on. I know they're young. I know they haven't been in this spot. In their history, the Braves are 3-5 and have lost four straight winner-take-all games in the postseason. So, of course, it doesn't look good history-wise for them, but this is a different team, a young team. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of the best players in baseball and definitely the best player in this series. I'm going with the best player. The Braves get it done.
Number three.
We have another epic game five. The Dodgers hosting the Nationals at Dodger Stadium. Winner takes all. Before this series started, everybody assumed the Dodgers were going to march to the NLCS. And they were going to head to the World Series for a third time in a row. After all, they had the most wins in the National League. They're loaded with their roster. But the upstart Nationals, who finally broke through, finally playing with house money, to me, they're the favorite in this game, winner take all. Because these big games usually come down to pitching, and they have the guy, Steven Strasburg, with a career 0.64 ERA in the postseason. Only Sandy Koufax had a better ERA. That's telling a lot. He's come up and been big in big games. And Walker Buehler, the young pitcher, stud pitcher for the Dodgers, will be on the mound, not Kershaw. And this will be a big game. I think when the series started, I'm not so sure most Dodger fans wanted to see the Nationals, knew they would be a threat, and they are a threat. This is the game most will be watching to see. Have the Dodgers finally been dethroned and not going back to the World Series? And have the Nationals finally grown up and become the team a lot of people thought they were going to be years ago. Can't wait for both game fives, but can't wait to watch Washington at the Dodgers.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
The Twins won 101 games in the regular season, but they were swept by the Yankees in the ALDS 3-0. Pretty easily, in fact. JR, is it foul or fair to say the Twins season was a total failure?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
The Twins season wasn't a total failure. They just ran into a buzzsaw called the New York Yankees, a team that's complete from top to bottom with hitters and sluggers. And on top of that, you have to admit, the Twins are in the middle of a bit of a curse. That's 15 straight playoff games without a loss. They haven't beat the Yankees since forever. So I think it was progress. Not bad. They hit 300 home runs. They have to add more. They can't be a one-dimensional team. No one expected them to beat Houston. No one expected them to beat the Yankees. We know that the regular season is not the postseason. We've seen the Mariners win, 116 games before and not make it. We've seen teams run away with their divisions and not make it. The Twins aren't playoff built. That's where you find out. That's when the money is won. The Yankees, Houston, they're built for the playoffs. The Twins don't have the pitching. And still, Rob, in today's game, pitching wins. Because everybody hits until they don't.
All right, man, that's great.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Here comes Parker's top three MLB teams this week. Number three.
The Washington Nationals. You heard me right. The Washington Nationals. Who would have thought? Wild card team coming in. No postseason success to this point. They could barely get into, advance in the playoffs. And now here they are. They bounce back, forcing a game five against the vaunted Los Angeles Dodgers, who are trying to get to the World Series for the third year in a row. And I hate to break it to you, but going into game five at Dodger Stadium, the Nationals have the advantage. They have the best postseason pitcher with a minimum of four starts going in their favor. Steven Strasburg, you ready? His ERA, 0.64. Only Sandy Koufax has a lower ERA in the history of baseball in the postseason. 0.95. Yes. The Astros could upset the apple cart, could shock the Dodgers. Right now, they are the third best team left in the playoffs.
Number two.
The Houston Astros. Yes, we know it. They have everything you'd want to go, including a World Series from 2017. They have the hitting. They have the pitching. They have everything you want. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead against the Tampa Bay Rays. And the game they lost in the first three, Zach Greinke, their big trade piece at the deadline, of course, had a stinker. Game four was Tuesday night. But they do have still everything. You got to look at that team and think whenever you have Verlander, Cole, and Greinke, you are always going to have a chance to win a series and move on. So the Astros, even with bumps in the road, are still the second-best team left in the playoffs.
Number one.
The New York freaking Yankees. Have you listened to this podcast all year? I've been telling you from day one almost. Did you see the quick work They worked over the Minnesota Twins like a burger and fries. A three-game sweep. The Twins won 101 games, hit a major league record 307 home runs, and let's be honest, they really weren't in this. They were not in this. This was about the Yankees. They jumped all over the Twins. They've now beaten the Twins 13 straight playoff games, which is unheard of. And the Yankees move on with ease. And it wasn't just all about the Yankees hitting home runs. They got pitching from their starters. They got bullpen pitching from their bullpen. They got defense by their fielders. And, yes, they got a couple of long balls to mix in. The New York Yankees are at full strength. They are ready to compete and have a chance to go to the World Series for the first time in 2009. The Yankees are the best team left in the playoffs.
Take out the papers in the trash.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
Take out the
This week's winner is Ed Green. At Ed37641. This is what he tweeted at me. At Justin Verlander shows his true colors after he leaves the Detroit Tigers. Where were the wins when we needed them in Detroit? If you want to win a new era snapback cap, just like Ed did, send your trash to at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast Tim Cates. He does the Dodger pregame show on AM 570 KLAC. What's happening, Mr. Cates?
Rob Parker, how you doing, my man?
Man, doing great. Here we go.
Yeah.
Game 5, Dodger Stadium. Tell me about it. First of all, let's get to Game 4. Dodgers were hoping after they had that big Game 3 explosion that they could wrap it up and move on, but it didn't happen. They got fight back from the Nationals. What happened in Game 4?
I'll tell you what happened. There's a couple of blunders from Dave Roberts, manager, in this game. I think it started in the fifth inning when the score was tied 1-1 and Max Scherzer was in the middle of cruising. Kenta Maeda, who came in the third inning and bailed out Rich Hill, had a 1-2-3 fourth inning outside of an infield hit, but got out of it pretty clean. Julio Urias then took over from the fifth inning because they pitch hitted for Kenta Maeda in the top half of the fifth inning. Right there, I think there was a big mistake. It's a 1-1 game. It's a pitcher's duel. Maeda's dealing. He's a former starter.
Keep him in. Right.
Yeah, keep him in, and all of a sudden they pull him for A.J. Pollock, who does what he does best here and strikes out for the 10th time in the season. That was blunder number one. Blunder number two was, why go to Julio Urias in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that's when everything's unraveled. Why not go to Clayton Kershaw? You need a solid inning to keep this momentum from going back to the Washington Nationals with Scherzer dominating your hitters. And they go to Julio Urias, who pitched the day before two innings, and he comes out and gives up two hits in the first three hitters, and all of a sudden you're down 2-1. But blunder number three, and I'll tell you the biggest one, Rob Parker, was in the seventh inning. They had the bases loaded and one out, and Max Scherzer is like a heavyweight fighter on the ropes,
yes,
about to get knocked out, and you put Chris Taylor up to bat instead of David Freese, who's a 300 average hitter in October. What were they thinking not putting David Freese up there to bat?
And let's be honest, Freese had a big hit in game three to keep that unbelievable inning going, right? Mm-hmm. He's a proven guy, especially in October. Those are all great points. Now we get to Game 5 at Dodger Stadium. And, a big spot for Walker Buehler, who pitched well in Game 1, 6 scoreless innings. But he's going up against a stud when we talk about the postseason in Steven Strasburg. Let's just be honest, 0.64 in the postseason for Strasburg. I think he has an advantage, Tim. Tell me he doesn't.
I think he's got a little bit of an advantage because he's got a chip on his shoulder because he wants to show everybody that a couple years ago when he couldn't pitch in the postseason because of the innings limit, he wants to come back and show everybody that he's ready to go here in October and can get over the hump of winning the series. But I'll tell you why the Dodgers are going to win this game, and that's because he's pitching for the third time in 8 days. I think he's going to run out of gas. He's going to be running on adrenaline. It's going to be tight, maybe the first two innings. But then he's going to run out of gas. Emotionally and physically, he's going to run out of gas out there, and the Dodgers are going to take it to him, and they're going to explode. And Cody Bellinger is going to get up off the schneid where he's been for the first four games of this series, and the Dodgers' offense is going to bust loose onto Steven Strasburg. At the same time, Walker Buehler, he's not afraid of a big game. This guy's literally a gamer. Last night in his post-game press conference talking about Game 5, he told the media, I like pressure because I like to win, throw it around my mind a little bit and think about it and laugh because I don't care about pressure. I'm immune to it. He goes out there and pitches in big games, Rob. Last year, Game 7 NLCS in Milwaukee, he pitched. They got the win. Game 163 to win the division last year at Dodger Stadium against the Rockies, he got the start. Dodgers win. This is a guy who pitched Game 3 of the World Series last year. They won in 18 innings. He didn't get the win, but he had seven shutout innings in the only Dodger win in the World Series last year. This guy doesn't care about pressure. He's going to go out there. He's going to throw upper 90s and dominate tomorrow.
Can the Dodgers trust Clayton Kershaw if they need to go to him tomorrow in a close game and or say, you know, Buehler struggles or something and they have to get somebody to hold him down so that
to.
They can
You're
get back?
$33 million. What else do you have him for besides going every 5 days and doing what he did this year and having a good season, giving up, you know, three runs a game and winning most of his starts in the second half of the season? Why else is he there? He's got to come in and pitch. Scherzer and Corbin and Strasburg, all these guys are laying it out on the line. We saw the Astros do it 2 years ago with their starters. Last year, the Red Sox did it against the Dodgers. You go out there, you got to put it on the line and give everything you got and get to the next game, or in this case, get to the next round. This is what he gets paid $1 million to start for. Go out and do it, Clayton Kershaw. Enough.
There you go. His name is Tim Cates, Dodger pregame host, AM 570 KLAC in Los Angeles. You're the best, Tim Cates. Thanks for joining the podcast.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 1,599 why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. Have you seen these baseball playoffs? I mean, I know playoffs in all sports, always people say, is all great. I'm not always so sure. But there's one thing that changes in October, and it's the way you watch baseball. And let's just be honest. During the regular season, you could tune in, you could tune out, you could have a hot dog, you could walk around the stadium, and the difference come playoff time is that every pitch matters. Every single pitch. When you watch the next playoff game, watch the stands. There are no empty seats. People aren't on the Ferris wheel or in the gift shop. They're sitting on the edge of their seat watching every single pitch. A single pitch could change the course of the playoff game, the playoff series, even when you're at home. You're not willing to get up and walk away from the set during an at-bat or during an inning until it's complete. You have to see every single pitch. The game is heightened this time of the year. That's why October baseball feels so good. Smells so good. Tastes so good. It's better than regular season baseball. It's the best postseason going, bar none. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.